Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in Proverbs today. So if you find the Psalms, they are near the middle of Scripture, largest book of the Bible. Take a right and you will find the Proverbs. Proverbs 14 and 15. Now, this is a part of wisdom literature, poetic literature in the Scripture. And we're going to read through these two Proverbs 14 and 15, think about some devotional ideas, add some applicational thoughts, and then close in prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you so much for the Proverbs and the wisdom that it provides us. May we seek wisdom by rightly fearing you and honoring you. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 14. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. Whoever fears the Lord walks uprightly, but those who despise him are devious in their ways. A fool's mouth lashes out with pride, but the lips of the wise protect them. Where there are no oxen, the manger is empty, but from the strength of an ox come abundant harvests. An honest witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies. The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge comes easily to the discerning. Stay away from a fool, for you will not find knowledge on their lips. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. We're going to find throughout Proverbs and even throughout these Proverbs the idea of being a wise person or a foolish person and all the corresponding terminology and descriptions that go with it. Verse 10. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that appears to be right, but the end, it leads to death. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and rejoicing may end in grief. The faithless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good rewarded for theirs. The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps. The wise fear the Lord and shun evil, but a fool is hot-headed and yet feels secure. A quick-tempered person does foolish things, and the one who devises evil schemes is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Evildoers will bow down in the presence of the good and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor are shunned even by their neighbors, but the rich have many friends. It is a sin to despise one's neighbor, but blessed is the one who is kind to the needy. Do not those who plot evil go astray, but those who plan what is good find love and faithfulness. All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. The wealth of the wise is their crown, but the folly of fools yields folly. A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is deceitful. Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. A large population is a king's glory, but without subjects a prince is ruined. Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. When calamity comes, the wicked are brought down, but even in death, the righteous seek refuge in God. Wisdom reposes in the heart of the discerning, and even among fools she lets herself be known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. That's not encouraging for our nation, is it? A king delights in a wise servant, but a shameful servant arouses his fury. Proverbs 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Take a pause there just to remind us that when it comes to wisdom and foolishness, often that's found in the power, the use of the tongue. Verse 5, a fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings ruin. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not upright. The Lord detests the sacrifices of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits anyone who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die. Death and destruction lie open before the Lord. How much more do human hearts? Mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. Oh boy. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Verse 13, a happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred. A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly brings joy to one who has no sense, but whoever has understanding keeps a straight course. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. A person finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the prudent to keep them from going down to the realm of the dead. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he sets the widow's boundary stones in place. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but gracious words are pure in his sight. The greedy bring ruin to their households, but the one who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Light in a messenger's eyes brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. Those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the one who heeds correction gains understanding. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. That's the end of Proverbs 15 and the end of our reading for today. So much good stuff here in Proverbs, and I want to encourage you to pick a verse or two to take with you today. What is it that sticks out in the reading to me today? There is a lot here. The way that we talk, how we honor God, the idea of righteousness. I think what's going to stick with me today is verse 33 of Proverbs 15. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. It's important that I remain humble before God, that I continue to fear him, treat him as he is, have a healthy respect for who he is, which means that I want to obey him, that I want to live in wisdom. And that's what I want to focus on today, to be humble before him, to let him lift me up in whatever way he may want to. But the being lifted up is not the important thing. It's that I am rightly submitting myself to him and his word. What about you today? Father, thank you for your word. Help me, Father, to live in your wisdom, in humility before you, because I'm nothing without you. And may you be honored by the way that I live today. In Jesus' name, amen.